This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Tom Schmutz. He is the CEO of Flight Aerospace Solutions. Well, they trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol FLYLF. They also trade on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture under the ticker symbol FLY. Tom, welcome and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, give me a little bit of background of yourself and a little background of the company, and then we're going to get into some Q&A today.
Okay. So I've been CEO for Flight since October of last year. I came to Flight from L3 Communications, where I was VP of Engineering for the Aviation Products Group. There I was responsible for things like flight recorders and other specialty electronics for avionics. Here at Flight, Flight's a company that's been in operation since 1998. And as you mentioned, it's been publicly listed since 2003. And we make some very interesting products for the aviation SATCOM industry.
Absolutely. You know, tell me a little bit, and I don't want to get off point or anything like that, but tell me about this gentleman who's rowing across the Atlantic. I think he's using your flight technology, and it's going to take him 100 days to get across that.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Lowell St. Germain.
Yes.
He took off on his venture just last week. And we're a sponsor and providing satellite communications technology. But he's keeping in contact using that technology. And he is he's really an accomplished fellow. He's climbed mountains. And he's doing all of this for cancer research and trying to raise money for a good cause.
Absolutely. I applaud you guys for sponsoring him. That's outstanding. You know, I also want to talk about and congratulate you. In 2014, your revenues were around $5.9 million, and your revenues in 2015 were $7.5 million. What was the uptrend and the cause of that?
Yeah, and then last year we finished at $10.5 million. So there's been a consistent building of the business here. Our revenues come from several different sources. So the primary revenues come from our direct sale of our AFIRS product, which I'll talk about a little bit later.
Absolutely.
To our customers. Yeah. And that's a product that is an enabling product. It's installed on the aircraft and hooks into the aircraft information systems and collects data and information, provides satellite communication for voice and data pathways. That's a one primary revenue source. A secondary source then is that we use that installed equipment to provide recurring services to deliver real-time data from the aircraft to the operation centers for airlines. And so that's a per aircraft per month recurring service. And it's an a la carte service, so they can select the different products from us that they feel will benefit their business. And then the last primary revenue source, and one that has been growing rapidly, is we get licensing for, we sell our product to OEMs through third parties. And in those cases, we receive 100% licensing revenue for products that are sold onto, for example, the Airbus A320 and A330, which are our product is the only one that provides line fit options for on those two platforms, which are the A320 is the highest production platform out of Airbus. So those are our primary sources of revenue.
My guest today is Tom Schmutz. He is the CEO of Flight Aerospace Solutions. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol FLY. You know, speaking of the airfares product, how does that save money for your operators, and how does that improve the safety of their operations?
Yeah. So our product is unlike anything else on the market. It offers a broad number of capabilities to our customers, which allow them to improve their efficiencies and to save money. The AFIRS product offers user-configurable flight tracking, so our clients will always know where their assets are at all times, and it can provide geofencing capabilities to alert when the aircraft go where they should not go or if they leave an expected flight path. Our AFIRS product also offers Safety Services Voice and Safety Services ACARS data in order to offer FANS operation, which is the Future Air Navigation System compliance. So FANS provides operators the ability to flexibly fly and provide flight planning in different areas of the world according to air regulations. We have a product that we offer through our AFIRS product, which is called Flight Log, and that offers real-time logs of UI times, which are the out, off, on, and in times. And this saves operator money because in many cases, the actual operational times determine salaries and maintenance costs. We also have a product called Flight Health, and this offers engine and airframe exceedance monitoring. So an exceedance is when a parameter that's being monitored on these aircraft buses, when it goes out of spec or out of tolerance. So an operator will receive a programmed email or text when this out of spec condition is encountered. We also deliver engine data directly to engine manufacturers, and this facilitates trend analysis of these parameters so that the maintenance organizations within the operators maintenance facilities can preserve their warranty requirements, and they can also fully understand the changing health of their aircraft equipment over time. Also within that Flight Health product, we offer the operator the ability to inspect the data on the aircraft in real time and diagnose the issues associated with the exceedance reports. So this is a real unique capability that we offer. So this ability to essentially log into a flying aircraft and look at data and look at different systems can help reduce the turn time for maintenance activities and can help keep the aircraft flying a higher percentage of their useful life and can reduce the perturbations to flight schedules and to passenger traffic.
So let me interject here for a second, Tom. Mm-hmm. I notice on your 8K you guys have around maybe a little bit more than 50 customers. Individuals who fly Cessnas, and I'm sure there's tens of thousands across the country, do you do anything with them? Does your proprietary software help them out, the flight proprietary technology?
So generally speaking, we target commercial.
That's what I thought.
Aircraft operators and not general aviation. Yeah, we have created and sold products that were designed for the general aviation market, but that's not really our core business.
Okay, I understand that you guys closed your private placement. You paid off some debt, you raised some money. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? I believe that press release came out sometime in early June or late May.
Yeah, so in May we closed a private placement. We were oversubscribed and raised slightly over 5 million Canadian. So the motivation behind that was that we have some debenture debt that is due in June of this year. Next week we'll be paying off one installment, and then in December of this year. So we wanted to raise and be prepared to sell that. So we saw significant appetite in the market. I think that people see the business case that we offer and see that it's still relevant and really timely right now. There's I think a real awakening in the business of wireless connectivity to aircraft right now.
Absolutely,
people are seeing that doing things the same old way just isn't going to work for the future. So I think Flight is extremely well positioned.
And what are some of the highlights in recent news that you would probably like to get out to my listeners that you guys accomplished? Maybe talk about the two new officers you guys brought on board.
Yeah, we did. So they were actually existing employees. David Perez is our Vice President of Sales, and Matt Femendon is our VP of Operations and Customer Fulfillment. So we made them officers of the company to kind of highlight the excellent job that they're doing within the company on my staff. Also, with regards to recent time, you know, one of the real timely features, unfortunately, we're seeing, you know, incidents in the marketplace where aircraft are going down and it's difficult or it's takes a long time to get the data off the black box.
That's in correct.
Order to diagnose what's happened. And so the most recent example of this is the Egypt Air flight that went down. They did recover the black boxes. They're still trying to, I haven't looked today, but they're still trying to decode and understand and see if the data is recoverable from those black boxes. But one of the unique features of our product that I didn't cover when we talked earlier about the features and functions is that our AFIRS unit can stream the real-time flight data recorder in the event that a triggered event causes that streaming. So this flight stream capability is really unique. It's only commercially available from flight. We're the only one that can commercially stream black box data. So airline operators and safety officials can access the aircraft data immediately in the event of a catastrophic event like the one that has recently occurred with Egypt Air, or really a salient example was Air France 447, where it took 2 years to recover the boxes at, when it crashed in the Atlantic Ocean. So when you combine this streaming function that really enhances the aircraft safety along with the money-saving functionality that we provide, it really creates a solution that's unlike any other solution that's out there.
My guest today is Tom Schmaltz. He is the CEO of Flight Aerospace Solutions. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol FLYLF. They also trade on the Venture Canadian TSX under the ticker symbol FLY. In closing, Tom, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Well, no, I think that we're working quite a bit on spreading the word on what our capabilities are. I think that we're making progress. It is a slow sales cycle within the aviation product line. But, you know, right now we're really focused on a couple different areas. We're focused on getting additional OEMs beyond our position on the A320, A330. We have a very strong business area in China right now because of there's a Chinese mandate that requires satellite communication equipment be on the aircraft and inspected by the end of 2017.
Yes, that's right.
We're seeing quite a bit of success there. In fact, I just got back from China and I continue to be very excited about that portion of our market. And we're looking for opportunities to support flight tracking requirements as they come out right now. Those requirements have really been pushed out to 2018 and 2021, but we think that the aircraft community is becoming more enlightened about wanting to understand where their assets are and making sure that they move from the previous scenario of old 1950s style technologies and into the 21st century, where you can actually understand where your equipment is at any time and talk to it in real time.
Tom, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I wish your company the best of luck, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.